You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Shavuot, Pentecost. Topic, One New Man. Together, one new wave offering before God. Time flies, does it not? Wow, is that not a weird saying? When I was a child, the King James Version says, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, King James Version. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. What a waste that was for so many things, is it not? There are good things in this, and there are bad things. Above all, the saying is true. However, the question then, of course, is this. What are childish things? When, as a little child, I ran to elementary school and jumped, I thought I flew like a bird. When I was a child, I was taught God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. However, now I know that they might as well have taught me at that moment God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Bible. Because what I know now about the Holy Spirit did not even come into the minds of people at that time in my life. No, they were far too rational for that. Healing by the laying on of hands? Ah, yes, tradition. Speaking in tongues? Yes, of course, German, French, English, Dutch. No, not glossolalia, not speaking in your heavenly prayer language, and especially not in church with an interpreter. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, prayed as a child, trusted as a child. Now, as an adult, every word must be weighed, prayer must be scheduled, and trusting, my wife. You maybe, but the rest, nobody. Oh my. But for many people, this is the case. I know there was a time you could hear me say, hey, I do not even trust myself. Why do I trust you? When studying the Bible, you can hear me say it many times. The more I know, the better I know, I do not know a thing. When, as children, we just accepted because mom or dad or the preacher said so, now, as adults, everything must be tested. Unfortunately, as with what I previously said about trusting, this testing all comes forth out of our experiences and our knowledge. Then, our knowledge comes forth out of what we have been given in our growing up and our education. And here comes the most important thing of it all, our education. Where does it come from, the world, or from God? The previous saying and reference are from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, but how many of us would have said that? Many would say, yes, I know it is from the Bible, and that would be it. Verse 9 to 13 reads, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 9 through 13. Common English Bible. We know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, what is partial will be brought to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I have become a man, I have put an end to childish things. Now we see a reflection in a mirror. Then we will see face to face. Now I know partially, but then I will know completely, in the same way that I have been completely known. Now faith, hope, and love remain. These three things, and the greatest of these is love. Oh yes, now many recognize the text, and the greatest of these is love. Do you know that God loves mankind so much that he sacrificed his only son so that you may be saved? Yes, of course you say, yes, we know. This is truly what we are celebrating today at the end of the Feast of the 7 Weeks. This Shavuot celebration was an offering of first fruits, God's first fruits, God's birth of the Church. Let me today explain this to you with the faith of the child and the knowledge of the man. At Shavuot, the book of Ruth is read. Ruth, a Gentile, a Moabite, who became the great-grandmother of King David. The child says, beautiful story. The adult says, inspirational. The words of Ruth say, your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. Is that not what we truly say when we say we are grafted into the branch through Jesus the Christ? We have become one with his people. As a child, I knew about Pentecost. As a man, I now know about Pentecost, and that this is the same feast as Shavuot. Which brings us to a very big dilemma. The Torah was given to those people who are in the Abrahamic covenant, the Jews. The execution of the rules of redemption, confession, and repentance, however, we have since 70 AD not been able to follow. God, in his almighty wisdom, took care of it all. I am a man with the faith of a child. Amen. At Pentecost, Shavuot, we are celebrating giving, and with that, we are celebrating birth. As a woman gives life, birth to a child, God gave birth to his people at Mount Sinai with the Torah. The Torah, a law that gives the people of God a rule to live by, a law that gives health, life, and justice, a law that edifies. At Pentecost, God gives birth again through the promise of his Son. The Holy Spirit is given, and with that, the Church is born. A second people of God, but not really. This is not a second people of God, but a grafting of those Gentiles who accept God through his Son Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, into his family, into his people. The wild olive branch is grafted into the olive tree, with the reason to bear fruit. It is like a marriage day, as the Talmud explains to us. Shavuot is referred to as the marriage day between God and the Jewish people, between heaven and earth. Passover is considered the time of Israel's betrothal or engagement to God. The Lord is the heavenly chatan, groom, who said, accept me. The Jewish people represent the beloved Kala, bride, and the Torah represents the ketubah, marriage contract. John J. Parsons, Hebrew for Christians. At the first Shavuot on Mount Sinai, God gave birth to the Jewish nation under the Mosaic covenant through the Torah in written form. It is interesting to see that with this wonderful feast, another revelation of the one new man is brought before God. At the celebration of Passover, we saw that Christ was brought as our Kohen Gadol, the high priest, as a wave offering before God, his own first fruit, and with that, the bridegroom was presented to God, the undefiled and pure offering of Christ. Now, 49 days later, we have another wave offering at Shavuot, but now it is 2 loaves of bread, not matzah, unleavened bread, but bread with shametz, yeast. The only time that leaven, yeast, which is really a bacteria, a pollution, is brought before the Lord. The bread resembles the Church as it has been given birth, as it has been given life on this day of Pentecost. The wheat, baked with leaven into 2 loaves, was waved before Adonai. Is it not wonderful to see how the two are now seen as one offering before God, one new man, a wave offering before God? The Jew and the Gentile, the people under the Mosaic covenant, together with all under the Messianic covenant of Yeshua, a wave offering before Adonai. Oh, hallelujah! But let me continue. Can you see this picture? It is the high priest waving the offering. Who is waving the offering? Indeed, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Jesus the Christ, is bringing and waving both loaves before Adonai. it is one new man. Is it not a pity that in our extensive research and study, we do more and more away with the miraculous and marvelous actions of God? When people are not able to repeat or explain something, it just cannot be true. The Orthodox Jews do not accept the Gentiles because they are not of Abraham, or they are not circumcised, or they are not Torah schooled. The Christian scholars of old made the same type of mistakes. Jews cannot be saved. They crucified Christ. They do not accept him and reject Torah. Oh, how both are wrong. Jesus said, as we studied last week, Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19, King James Version, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus is not the ending of the law. Jesus is the fulfillment, the completion of the law. Jesus is the beginning of salvation by grace for Jew and Gentile alike, brought before God at the same time. Two loaves, one offering by the ultimate sacrifice that was sacrificed for all, Yeshua HaMashiach. With this, we all became the mishpochi of Yahweh, the family of God over which He wants to pour out His blessing. The Holy Spirit, birth of the Church. Matthias was elected the 12th apostle, and all of them were congregating in the upper room when it happened. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, Amplified Bible. "And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all assembled together in one place, when suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent tempest blast, and it filled the whole house in which they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues resembling fire, which were separated and distributed, and which settled on each one of them. And they were all filled, diffused throughout their souls with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other, different foreign languages, tongues, as the Spirit kept giving them clear and loud expression in each tongue in appropriate words. Now there were then residing in Jerusalem Jews, devout and God-fearing men from every country under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude came together, and they were astonished and bewildered, because each one heard them, the apostles, speaking in his own particular dialect. And they were beside themselves with amazement, saying, Are not all these who are talking Galileans? Then how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own particular dialect to which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and the province of Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and the transient residents from Rome, both Jews and the proselytes, to Judaism from other religions, Cretans and Arabians too. We all hear them speaking in our own native tongues and telling of the mighty works of God." Charles F. Parham, the father of Pentecostalism, and the great catalyst William Seymour, whom I always call the father of the charismatic church, believed this in such a great way that they sent out many missionaries into Africa and other countries without knowing the language. Many came to Christ because they heard them speak in their own tongue, just as the people heard this at the first Pentecost. But where are we at, my friends, in our learned environment, our educated society? Where is our faith? Where is our ability to speak in our heavenly language, and with that, move heaven and earth? It was, as the book of Acts tells us, prophesied by Joel. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 through 21, Common English Bible. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. Even upon my servants, men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will cause wonders to occur in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and a cloud of smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness, and the moon will be changed into blood before the great and spectacular day of the Lord comes, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. On the day that Jews from all over the world came to Jerusalem to celebrate together the giving of the Torah, and with that, as many now see it, the birth of Judaism, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, came upon Jerusalem to those in the upper room to give birth to the church, as Jesus had told them to be together and wait upon the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in obedience. The law was once again written, not in stone this time, but by the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Standby, the Translator, the Mediator, upon the hearts of the believer. And 3,000 were added to the church that day, 3,000 of the first fruits of the church, 3,000 of the redeemed people of God. A well-known Jewish midrash says that the Lord initially offered the Torah to each of the 70 nations, but none of them accepted it without first asking what this was all about and what was in it. After hearing some of the commandments, each of them had one or another excuse for not accepting it. Finally, God turned to the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel answered and said, Kol Asher Diba Adonai Naase, which translates into English as, all that the Lord says, we will do. Exodus chapter 19, verses 7 through 8, Common English Bible. So Moses came down, called together the people's elders, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all responded with one voice, everything that the Lord has said we will do. Moses reported to the Lord what the people said. It is like a child who trusts the father that Israel said, yes, all that the Lord says we will do. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, Common English Bible. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, reason like a child, think like a child. But now that I have become a man, I have put an end to childish things. When we became Christians, followers of Christ, followers of the Messiah, we became baby Christians. Our world turned upside down, and as this was an upside down birth, we were adults and needed to be infants again. We needed to put away the questions and trust, needed to accept instead of question. Then, when we were growing up in our faith, we could start questioning again, learning more and more of the love of the Father. However, now not with questions based upon our worldly knowledge, but questions based upon our Holy Spirit-filled knowledge. I am very saddened by so many in the church who have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Also, by those who have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but then have suppressed or even rejected it by their so-called adult reasoning. This reasoning, my friends, is not adult at all. It is adolescent rebellion against the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but celebrate His life in you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 23 through 32, Common English Bible. Renew the thinking in your mind by the Spirit, and clothe yourself with the new person created according to God's image in justice and true holiness. Therefore, after you have gotten rid of lying, each of you must tell the truth to your neighbor, because we are parts of each other in the same body. Be angry without sinning. Do not let the sun set on your anger. Do not provide an opportunity for the devil. Thieves should no longer steal. Instead, they should go to work, using their hands to do good so that they will have something to share with whoever is in need. Do not let any foul words come out of your mouth. Only say what is helpful when it is needed for building up the community so that it benefits those who hear what you say. Do not make the Holy Spirit of God unhappy. You were sealed by Him for the day of redemption. Put aside all bitterness, losing your temper, anger, shouting, and slander, along with every other evil. Be kind, compassionate, and forgiving to each other in the same way God forgave you in Christ. On this day of Pentecost, let us all celebrate this, that we are sealed by Him for the day of redemption, the day of the wave offering before the Lord, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, forgiven, saved, sanctified, and Holy Spirit filled. The beauty of Shavuot and Pentecost is this: God did not divide His redemptive plan into fragments that fight one another. He revealed one holy purpose, moving through covenant, promise, Torah, Messiah, Spirit, and redemption. At Sinai, He formed a people. In Jerusalem, He filled that people with His Spirit. And in Messiah, Yeshua, He brings Jew and Gentile near in one holy calling before Adonai. This is not replacement. This is not confusion. This is fulfillment in gathering and covenant mercy. The image of the two loaves is deeply moving. They are not waved separately. They are brought together. They are not without leaven, which reminds us that the redeemed community still stands only by grace, yet they are accepted before God because the high priest presents them. That is the glory of the gospel. We do not stand before the Father on the merit of our perfection, but on the ministry of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Kohen Gadol, who presents His people before the throne. Therefore, let the church stop grieving the Ruach HaKodesh. Let us return to holy expectation, holy reverence, and holy obedience. Let us not become so educated that we reason away the fire of God. Let us not become so cautious that we silence the voice of the Spirit. Let us not become so independent that childlike trust disappears. Mature faith is not cold unbelief dressed in theological language. Mature faith is steadfast, tested, scripture-rooted surrender to the living God. So today, I invite you, come again to the Lord with the faith of a child and the understanding of a mature believer. Honor the Torah, embrace the Messiah, welcome the Holy Spirit, and rejoice that in Yeshua the wall is broken down and the people of God are brought near. Let your heart say again, Kol Asher Dibur Adonai Na'aseh, all that the Lord says, we will do. And may we, Jew and Gentile together, be found as one wave offering before Adonai to the praise of His glorious grace. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.